Traditionally, deep layer shear was measured in the 0 to 6 kilometer layer, and low-level shear was measured in the 0 to 1 or 0 to 3 kilometer layer. Now we attempt to estimate the actual storm inflow layer using model-derived values. For example, in order to determine effective storm relative helicity, we test parcels for whether they have more than 100 joules per kilogram of CAPE and less than 250 joules per kilogram of convective inhibition. Bulk effective shear measures the lifted parcel height to the equilibrium layer. Now, in most cases, effective values and the traditional layers will be very close or identical. But in general, the effective parcels will be more robust as a discriminator between supercell or not or tornado or not when it's accurate. Problem is, if the thermodynamic data is wrong going into the calculation, they could be misleading if it's not truly the atmospheric effective layer. As a result, it makes sense to look at, for example, both effective and 0 to 1 kilometer storm relative helicity to check for differences and see what those might mean meteorologically.